Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
Ah, beautiful day where I send my 22-year-old daughter out and my wife out, and I say, listen, Aunt, Dad, you're going to have a woman's day out. I'm going to send you for a mani-pedi. And you're going to go and you get your nails done. You can put those long-lasting nails on, and you can just have a girl's day. Well, is that really a good idea anymore because of these long-lasting manicures, the chemicals that are used across the board? Am I putting my dearest loved ones and my daughter and my wife at risk for things like destroying the nail beds and skin cancer? I just... As a outsider, when I am getting my hair cut and I look over and there's that toxic area of where they're working on the nails and I see the masks on the techs, understanding that's not going to protect them in any significant way, the whole mani-pedi thing just spooks me. Now, that's my inner male doing that. But, Holly, should I be sort of treating my wife and daughter to mani-pedis instead, maybe switch over to... a good massage instead?
I think a good massage, and I think, I think a salt sauna would be awesome, and I definitely think it would be a really wise idea. Because if you have any respect for the American Academy of Dermatology, they actually say that gel manicures weaken the nails and raise skin cancer risk. But how? Let's talk about how so we can protect our listeners. One of the biggest things is the polish is dried using UV ray drying machines, okay? The kind that pump out dangerous rays that have been shown to cause skin melanomas in tanning beds. So that's one of the ways. And to add insult to injury, when they remove the gel, it kind of requires soaking your nail in nail polish remover. Well, what the heck is that made of? It's acetone for at least 15 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, which can reduce the nail strength. And so I think it's so important. Once again, it's like if you get one of these throughout your lifetime, okay, maybe it's not going to make that big of a dent in your environmental load for your body. But usually when people get into this habit or this choice, this lifestyle choice of getting gel manicures, it's pretty much a bi-monthly basis, wouldn't you say?
I'd say that. I'd say there's pressure for women's nails to be perfect. My wife's in sales. You know, her nails, she wants them to look not super expensive, but sort of clean and neat, right? I mean, there's a look. If they look too expensive, then they think that they're rich. If they don't look clean and neat, then she doesn't look clean. And she's also using products. She sells these lines like EOS and Tauschka. And so people expect her to be polished and shiny and beautiful all the time, which I think she is. But there is pressure to have those perfect nails. And there's the convenience of, hey, if you have that appointment a couple times a month, then that pressure's off. You don't have to think about that. What's interesting is the medical doctors are really jumping on us about skin cancer. And I have not seen medical doctors get involved in, you know, stopping toxicity very often. I mean, they sit quiet on the GMOs. They sit quiet on all the chemicals and the allergens in the kids' foods. I've been fascinated how they are jumping all over this stuff right now.
Yeah, well, me too, and I love it. I'm certainly not going to complain. I mean, I think it's great to get the message out there because, once again, where can you reduce exposure in a land these days where so much of the exposure of environmental overloads for our body are out of our control? And this is definitely a couple insults, not only perhaps the UV rays that are being used, the gels itself. I mean, it absorbs right into your skin, but then the soaking in the acetone. I've always said if I could have one, and this is a true story, one plastic surgery, I would stop my nails, my toenails and my fingernails from growing. Now, I am a guitar player, so I keep my fingernails really short, but I'm just one of those people that I get kind of eked out when my nails even get like above the quick. Like I cut them probably, maybe twice a week. I just file them down and they look manicured, but I'm just one of those folks. In fact, I started using an Ayurvedic product from a company that was testing out some really nice combination ingredient, synergistic formulations for hair, skin, and nails. And mm-hmm. I was like, it works. And I don't like taking it anymore because my nails are growing faster than I would like. It's like one of those things. So I don't know. I mean, it is one of, you know, you have to think about it. I mean, wow, can we be judged by our nails? I mean, I have a friend that Absolutely. she calls them ghetto nails, and she likes to go down and get all of the new artwork. Or, you know, if it's mm-hmm. New Year's Eve, she'll have a different theme. If it's Halloween, she'll have, you know, it's one of those things, instead of getting tattoos or what have you, where she plays around with her style and her fashion. And is it safe? I don't know. I'm not thinking so.
I'm not thinking so either. And look, the beauty industry went from sort of being in head in the environmental movement. Remember when everything, you know, cruelty-free, they put the little bunny on the bottles, and they were really doing some great things, starting to move to botanicals. And now the beauty industry is largely behind. When you see the same chemicals being used, they're simply not progressing. Are there alternatives to acetone? Of course. Do I see them readily available within a reasonable price at the stores? No. Are there alternatives to more toxic nail polishes and these things? Yes. There is $40, $50, $60, you know, nail stuff that is clean and safe and that will last as long. Why aren't those prices coming down in order to give everybody's income a chance to do it? Well, the answer simply is that the natural medicine, that green movement, the eco movement, has not been pressuring the cosmetic industry in order to do it. This industry is not going to change and go more expensive with less profit unless they are forced to do that. Talk about awareness with this show and everything. I think if you're going in there to have a mani-pedi, you should ask them what exactly they are and what the risks are to your body. You're going to see that they're not going to have any answers. What does this translate to you, ladies and gentlemen? Because I have a friend who is, he likes to jump out of planes. And did you know people who jump out of planes like to paint their toenails and get mani-pedis, women and men? I don't know if you knew that. But they do. It's their thing. They have these beautiful toenails. But as I will tell you, men or women doing this, a lot of men use clear coat. And a lot of men will put stuff on. It's time to get that toxicity out of your life. And if your nails can't be quite perfect, you've got to find somebody that can help you non-toxically to do that. It is a cancer risk. It is this exposure that you do not need.
Well, I agree, you know, and it's really funny. I enjoy talking about these subjects because I always sort of put myself in conflict. And I think that's the only way that you grow, right? And
sure, I agree. Absolutely.
I do get my nails done. Probably sometimes I stretch it to 3 weeks, but I do get my nails. I'll get a pedicure with nail polish all the time. And, you know, I do supplement my lifestyle. I do understand that I am exposed to things, both voluntary and involuntary. Mm-hmm. I do take care of myself and for the most part, pretty darn healthy. But you know, could I suffer having my nails not be painted? It's such a habit. And I don't know if I got pregnant or if I came down with a disease where I know that my tissue had been responding to provocative substances, would I quit? I would. It would be a note from my body that says, hey, something's out of balance and we really need some attention. And can I get away, though, with perhaps a once a month pedicure, and I do get my hair highlighted? You know, are those things that I can do in good conscience, meaning not blind to it, not sleepwalking through it? Can I say, mm-hmm. yes, I get my hair colored. Yes, I know that's an exposure. Yes, I do get a pedicure. I know that's an exposure. I am relatively healthy. I take care of myself. I supplement my lifestyle. I do those things. And so for the most part, I think I'm okay. But for those of you listeners out there who are, let's say, in debt with your health, these might be withdrawals that you certainly can't afford. And let's just think about it that way.
Yeah, it's a great way to look at it. You're always looking to limit toxicity exposure. My wife recently found a place that colors hair. They give her like a 10-minute essential oil head massage. And then it's all no chemicals in the building, and they kind of show you how to keep your nails clean, and they do that. Mani-pedis. If you're adding these long-lasting nails, it's time to stop. It is a chemical exposure we can't afford. Soaking your fingers in poisonous acetone 10 to 15 minutes, that's gone too. Keep them clean. Keep using natural stuff. You might have to learn to do it, but our job here is to keep you well, keep you away from the oncologist, the cardiologist, all those people, so you can enjoy life. Radio MD, stay tuned.